What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the G3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here on an overcast Saturday afternoon here in Kansas City, Missouri. The G3 Podcast, sports, running, whatever port comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Early on, did my first 20 miler. And if you're tuning in to hear what I'm doing for at least my spring marathon, that is going to be the following episode. I'm coming here on this mic here this afternoon to talk some other racing, some NASCAR here for a little bit. And, we'll talk about a little bit of running featuring one of the majors. Lottery is open. We'll get into that here in a little bit here on this weekend edition of the podcast. If you're first time listening to the EG3 Podcast, underneath the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Thank you so much for stopping by. Give us a listen. This will come out tomorrow before the Daytona 500. And this used to be a NASCAR podcast. More on that just a minute and why I'm hopping on here this afternoon. But anyways, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like button, as well as go ahead and also feel free to hit that alarm bell every time you post content weekly. You guys will be first to be notified about that as well here as a recording on Saturday. Yes, a rare Saturday for this podcast, the 15th of February, 2025. Getting straight on into it here. I was going to talk about my predictions on who's going to make the playoffs for NASCAR. So, yeah, y'all kind of have that puzzled look on your face saying, why is Eddie coming on here talking about NASCAR? All right, for one, right, and I have said this. I said it last year. We had new listeners come on here last year. I'm going to say it again. This, after, 2 years of a sports podcast, it turned into a NASCAR podcast because that is my other passion. Yes, yes, obviously, running is my favorite. But number two follows it, the other kind of racing, which comes with a steering wheel and four wheels. That is NASCAR. NASCAR is back in action. Yep. Like my guy Drew says, who also likes NASCAR, NASCAR returns. It officially returned a couple of weeks ago with the clash with Chase Elliott winning it. And now you fast forward to now. I'm recording this before the Xfinity Series gets their season underway down in Daytona. And of course, and I lived in Florida for many, many years before landing myself up here to the Midwest where unpredictability of weather can happen in winter. But I'm just saying, but yeah, so NASCAR, obviously last night, the trucks, that was, I got back to the EG3 headquarters with 30 laps to go and all that. And then of course you have your wrecks, and this, for those that don't really pay attention to NASCAR, what I'm talking about, plate racing, where trucks or cars are racing in tight packs, pretty much like world majors, like I witnessed in Chicago, like obviously Boston, Tokyo, right around the corner. I had an opportunity to finally meet one of the runners, young runners in Kansas City that I had a chance to run with this morning. Thought we were talking about that during the long run session here, or not here, but in Lenexa. Early this morning, so yeah, you're gonna see all that. And for us, the racing goes driving wise, NASCAR racing, car racing, where you're racing in tight packs, and one mistake, one little bobble, and it, which will cause the big one, which that pictures, whether it's that's 10 cars, 15 cars, 20 cars, or 30 cars, yeah, one little millimeter, a mistake by a veteran or a rookie, and that will ignite the big one where all the cars crash, and that's where a lot of people mostly like to come in and watch NASCAR because of all the big-ass wrecks and things like that. In Daytona, Talladega, and now you throw in my hometown track, Atlanta, where you see this type. Well, Atlanta's a different style of plate racing in my eyes there. I'm still not used to that. Where Atlanta used to be your original cookie cutter track, like a Kansas, right? Where now, where Now, where I live now, I live, where, what, 20 minutes closer to Kansas Speedway, somewhere in there, 20, 25 minutes away from Kansas Speedway. Yep, so we'll be back. We'll be making our experience back this time. Yeah, I missed out last year, which is a rarity because I do not miss a Kansas Speedway race, but not that we're going to make it known to get back there for both races this time around. So there's that. But yeah, Atlanta is different plate racing. That's like 2x2x2, where Daytona, we saw it in the trucks last night, and we even saw it in the class race, in the dual race as well. Especially, I want to say, maybe the second race, where you see 3-wide racing. Talladega is known for 3-wide racing. We definitely saw that last fall, where it's 3x3x3. And one bobble, one mistake by anybody in that field, you're going to see cars crashing, running into each other, making hard impacts. We saw that last night in the trucks and whatnot. So, yeah. So there's that. So the trucks last night, oh, my goodness. I feel bad for my guy, Parker Klickerman. He feels like me. He feels like me. This is your times, man, where you can't buy a break. Where, of course, last fall, I think it was a Roval road course where he was in clear position to win that race. And then the caution came out at the last minute. A car hid behind some tire barriers when NASCAR didn't even see it until like last minute, threw the caution out, and that was that. And Parker Klickerman was booted out of a chance to win that. And then here, last night, last night late, you know, getting ready for bed and whatnot, I hop on X, what they call Twitter or X, right? We just call it Twitter for old school. I don't know why we're going to change it to X, but went on the old Twitter feed last night. And second thing I saw was Truck Series driver Corey Heim on the page. Now, what's going on here? I think they said on that post, well, it's better late than never. Corey Heim wins at Daytona. I'm like, what? What happened? And the first thing that went in my mind, oh, shit. Something happened with a Klickerman truck. Parker Klickerman did everything he can. And of course, I talked about big wrecks already. This is the EG3 podcast. Talking NASCAR here on this edition of the podcast, this weekend edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of this sports/running podcast. Parker Klickerman held off the field, got the lead with 4 laps to go. Got the lead. And I think it was the last lap, back straight away. The trucks piled up, I'm gonna get into this as well here. The caution came out where they basically now go back to freezing the field, because when they didn't do that, you had all these trucks or cars crashing in within each other, making it even worse than it already should be. These wrecks, than they should be, right? All right, so the trucks go out on the back straightaway, wrecking. And then, of course, yes, Parker Klickerman, the emotion comes out. They finally win. They finally win, right? And Parker Klickerman is a very good plate racer. No question. No, I think he's underrated. Just like me. I don't say anything more about that. But he's underrated in that type of racing. I think a very underrated road course racer for sure. He's one of my favorites. If he was full-time, I think I put him right up there behind Bubba Wallace and my guy Raja. Unfortunately, Raja did not finish because he got into one of those accidents last night. Unfortunately, damn it. But yeah, so Klickerman holds on. Of course, you go through the normal motions. Daytona, winning at Daytona is a big deal. Winning at Daytona is a huge deal. I've been in my share of races down in Daytona, and so everything's normal. They sign off, and Fox, they sign off the air to interview Parker or whatnot. They sign off very quickly. And of course, they interview Corey Heim, which at that moment in time, he finished in second. All right, so everything about business, trying to rest up, go to bed. And then right when I go to get ready for bed, hop on Twitter, which probably should I add, but hop on there and see that. And it's like, I'm puzzled, like, what? And next thing I know, with Feared, Jeff Gluck, Herb Kligerman, fails the post-race inspection. Truck back in, too low. My, oh my, God almighty. Cannot catch a break. So, Park Kligerman, without his even own doing, yet again, denied in Daytona is one of the bigger places to biggest place to win in all NASCAR races. For those that don't know, damn, dog. And he, of course, he got going CW now. So, man, that's a terrible. So that's a terrible break there for Parker Kligerman. Do what you're supposed to do. Put your truck out front. And he's a two-time winner at Talladega, the other plate race. Okay? And you find out an hour later that your truck did not pass tech, post-tech, and you're screwed out of another win. That's a damn shame for Parker Kligerman. It's a part of the podcast. Oh, damn, I did it. There you go. I got to put a quarter. HG3 podcast. Oh, and by the way, for those of you wondering why I stopped, the Pro Project podcast is the K-State podcast I've been doing for several years. And that's an everyday podcast, which at this point in time, like, I'm used to saying that. So I did it for the second straight episode. I put the Pro Project podcast in the EG3 podcast. I got to stop doing that. So there's that. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III. Okay, so again, got to rewind it back for those that don't understand. All right, so all levels of sport, all the levels of NASCAR, whether that's trucks, Xfinity, and of course you got the Cup Series, three biggest divisions of NASCAR, right? All those divisions, you gotta go through pre-tech. If you don't pass pre-tech, right, then there's punishment for that. You gotta start in the back of the field. If you don't pass pre-tech twice, you got automatically start in the back of the field. That's per NASCAR book. as far as I've known and seen it, right? All right, so, and now you have to race. So you do your thing. You win the race, so you finish fifth, or you finish third, or you finish 25th, whatever it is. And now here's the interesting part, right? If you win, you automatically have to go through post-tech, what they call post-tech, okay? And sometimes, the winner for sure, and the winner plus maybe two random cars, right? And if you don't pass tech, you get punishment for that. Whether that you get fined, yeah, you definitely get fined, and depending on that, You get fined, or you lose points, or you get both. You don't want both. You don't want that. So you want to make sure your race car, your race truck passes tech, especially if you win the race. Now they don't have that. Well, obviously, with National Running, they have drug testing and whatnot. So yes, so before, so you know, that's a whole nother discussion there at that, but for NASCAR racing in particular, the winner automatically, if you win the race, your car automatically has to go through post-tech. You have to pass every little detail on that race truck or car. You don't, you lose, you're pretty much going to do what the Parker Kligerman did team day. You automatically get stripped of the win. And the second place winner, which was Corey Heim, well, of course, he's going to get to pre-tech, post-tech to them, because that has to be thrown in there, because if the winner of the race doesn't pass tech, then you have to put that second car or truck to that post-tech. So I would assume that, again, I haven't been on Twitter yet today, so I would assume that Corey Heim team pass tech, which it pretty much did when I hopped back on there. So that's a bad break for them, for Parker Kligerman. I feel hella bad, especially right off the bat, first race of the season. Well, he's part-time anyway, so he was full-time, he'll be in the hole. But obviously, he retired, he raced in the Xfinity Series for last four or five seasons and decided to hang it up. And he did race in the Cup Series for a little bit. And then he's been mostly doing his broadcasting thing, racing in the trucks, and doing full-time gig in the Xfinity Series. So he finally stepped back, and he's doing part-time, so damn. I'm sure he'll be back. I'm sure that the truck series is going to be back in Daytona later on this year, but that's got to suck. That's got to suck. You know what? There, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed off for sure if my truck, I win the race, right? Put it through tech, not my own doing, and don't pass it. Oh my goodness, my. This is the E23 Podcast, Eddie Greeter III here on a special weekend edition of this podcast. We're talking NASCAR here. Going back, throwing it back a little bit on this podcast. This used to be a NASCAR podcast. Kind of want to hop on here and throw a little bit of flavor on here today. And I will talk World Major to wrap up this episode here in a little bit. And also, are we at the halfway mark here? Let me look at the time screen. Yes, we are. So, this episode, they're not a sponsor, here on the E23 Podcast this weekend, brought to you by Kurtz. Yep. I became an ambassador for Kurtz last year. And if you race, if you participate in the races around Kansas City, Missouri, or on the other side of the Missouri border, Kansas, you would see the tent every week that you race Kurtz Energy Bars, right? Kurtz Bars, they are homegrown on the other side of Missouri, folks. Great flavors, 7-8 flavors, or more than that, depending on how many flavors you count. Obviously, we hope to get through this stupid weather, winter weather, pretty soon there, but go on to KurtzBars.com right now. Check them out. They're known for their itchy bars. But not only that, they have some what I call granola snacks as well. I meant to have one sitting on this desk, but I don't. So go on there right now. KurtzBars.com. And every time you get the checkout screen, code FASTEDDIE. 20% off every time. It's not a limited time offer. This is every single time. You want to try a new flavor. You want to switch it up a little bit. Try out the granola snacks, I like to call. Or you want to try a new flavor. They have, for example, cherry bomb off the top of my head. Cherry bomb, cranberry, blueberry. During the fall season, they have pumpkin slice. Ooh, one of my top favorites for sure. There as well, peanut butter blitz and several other flavors out there on there. You know what I'm talking about. KurtzBars.com right now. And check them out. Restock. If you're training for something this spring, whether that's Rock the Parkway, Boston, Garmin Olathe, Lincoln. I am tripping. KurtzBars.com. Fast Eddie's the code. 20% off. Kurtz. Phew, what drives you. All right, so now I was going to come on here today and talk about, do predictions on the 16 drivers, Cup Series drivers, that are going to make the playoffs. But instead, I'm talking about what happened last night with the Truck Series. And, of course, I'm going to give a prediction, actually, of the four drivers going to make the championship four. I'm going to do that before talking about the lottery, which open up for one of the World Majors. I want to give it to you, too. So, real quick, obviously, I know it's a moot point now. Obviously, NASCAR has rules. Obviously, NASCAR has changed over the past several years, making rule changes every year and whatnot. And the rule that stood out was, and obviously, the field for the Daytona 500 is set, which, oh, by the way, that's tomorrow, the NASCAR Racing's Super Bowl, quote-unquote, all for all racing. Besides the Indianapolis 500. All right, so, yeah. So, I lost a train of thought for a second. Yeah, so, the rule was that they would have a provisional for one of the drivers that had never been in NASCAR before. I don't like that rule. And excluding past champions. The past champions, had the NASCAR champions, you had to make the field. Well, fortunately, Jimmy Johnson, Mark Trent Jr., my favorite driver, obviously retired, but decided to come back to run the 500, and he might do another race, I'm not sure, but I'm having to find another driver, which I've already had done that with my guy Bubba Wallace winning the first duel this week. So excited about that. I already said Raja in the trucks, so obviously Parker's one of my guys as well. Feel bad for him today, as he was robbed, or I probably said not robbed, terrible word, stripped. I would say that as well, but due to truck not passing tech. But yeah, I like that rule because you're giving a free pass to the newbies that are trying to make the field for the 500. I'm old school. That I hate that rule. Get rid of that rule, and everybody has to earn it. Even the past champions. Well, again, luckily that wasn't a huge story because Truex and Johnson, who are past champions of the sport, made the field on time. So that wasn't the issue there. So luckily, all that for not, at least for this year anyways. So obviously the Daytona 500 is tomorrow. They moved up the time due to the weather. So down there in, yeah, Florida, that's something else. Because every afternoon it could be raining and have thunderstorms down there. So there's that the situation there. So Daytona 500, this will go out before the Daytona 500 tomorrow morning before that. So I want to get that on my chest, just like the Super Bowl. If you have not listened to that Super Bowl reaction episode, I'm not going to spoil that. You're going to have to go over there, download that, and check that out as well. So my final four prediction for the Cup Series. Ooh, man. I'm going to have to say it too obvious here. And I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to be bold here. All right, well, one of those, I'm going to be bold here. All right, so I'm going to say Larson, for one. Kyle Larson won the most race last year. Missed out. Christian Rebell, they're going to make it back to Championship 4. that's slam dunk. I'm gonna say DH, Denny Hamlin. That's too easy. And how about one more for Joey Logano? He will not make the Final Four. I'm gonna go on a limb and say that. Let me see. Man, I'm gonna try to spice this one up. Ryan Blaney, nope, he ain't gonna make it. Let's see. Ooh, man, oh man, oh man. Woo! Let's see. William Byron. Oh, man. Chase Elliott. No, you're not going to make it. I'm trying to make this fourth one a little spicy. I'm probably making this too obvious here. Let me see here. William Byron. No. Of course, still a Cinderella here. Don't want to go Reddick? No, not going to Reddick there. No Briscoe in there neither. Damn it. Well, maybe I just have to be standard here for time's sake here. Let's just say no Penske gonna make it. Let's just make this a Hendrick versus Gibbs here, and we'll just stick William Byron always for some reason somehow makes it in. So we'll just stick with that. So all right, so we got Bell, Hamlin, Larson, and Byron. That might have been too generic there, but we're going to stick with that. I know there's going to be a surprise in here, at least for the final eight anyway, the Elite Eight anyway. So that's a whole nother discussion for this podcast. So we're going to transition now to the running aspect now of the podcast here on this weekend episode here on the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri, which has been an overcast day, which is going to be the last nice day. Because look at this weather forecast. And I know I've been doing my share of cold ass running, putting all this work in here. I'm tired of this winter weather. And I said it in the last episode of this podcast, it's supposed to be really, really, really brutal next week. and probably actually starting tomorrow, because it's supposed to be super ass windy, tomorrow, and it's going to be brutal cold. So there's that. So hope everyone has safe training, wherever you train for, again, whether that's a half marathon this winter / spring, or getting ready for a big time marathon, like a world major, one of the world majors like Boston, Tokyo, or London, or getting ready for a local marathon like Garmin Olathe. I'll make an announcement on the Monday show. I know y'all been waiting on it. Again, some of y'all know, but a lot of people don't. So y'all will finally get the answer from me on a Monday's episode of the podcast there, which marathon I'm getting ready for there, which I have a lot of motivation. Let me say that. Let me say that for a minute there on the podcast. All right. So speaking of world majors real quick, New York. Yes, New York. And that was a discussion that our mini group had this morning as well. The lottery opened up this week for the New York City Marathon for this year, which is later on in the fall season. So you're truly might be putting his name in the hat for that. at this point, I might as well, right? So yeah, I wanted to make that announcement there here on the ETG podcast. So New York, that is open. The lottery is open until the end of the month. I want to say the day before the end of February as well. So yeah, I wanted to get that across before wrapping things up for this weekend edition of the podcast this afternoon, that New York City Marathon lottery, the lottery for the marathon of New York, is open now. So you have till, I believe, the 28th or the 27th before it closes. I know you can do the lottery. Again, I was reminded about filling in the time qualifier for it. We'll see about that because I know everything's hard. All these world majors, I know. And for those of you new to the podcast, I finished my very first world major last fall in Chicago. So all of these world majors are hard to get in. But obviously, and I would say, definitely, and I got Chicago, I applied to the time qualifier, which got me into Chicago anyway. So that's why I got in. For those of you wondering, like, that's how I got in. That's what I'm talking about. But that's how I got into Chicago via time qualifier. New York has as well. We'll see if I decide to do that or put my name in a lottery for kicks and giggles. We'll just say that. But yeah, New York, that's open. And I believe Tokyo, from what was said from the running buddies that I was talking with today, she said she's got 2 weeks. That's at the end of this month. Coming up. So that's right around the corner for kicking off the World Majors for 2025. And obviously the Super Bowl, I talked about Super Bowls on here on this episode today. Boston is the quote-unquote Super Bowl of all running. I said it before. I think I said it last year. Recapping Boston last year, I said that. And for those of you, to make things clear, this has been the elephant in the room. No, I have not ran Boston. To answer the question, no, I have not ran Boston. I've never been to Boston. So let's make two things clear right now. So is that what we're shooting for? What we shooting for? Straight up, probably so. So I'm trying to be calm about it. I'm trying to be quiet about it and everything else like that. I'm trying to do it the right way. Things like that. So yeah, is that what we're going for? Yeah, absolutely. Have the opportunity? Yeah, because life's short, and you don't know. We just don't know, and I want to capitalize on the fitness I got right now. This is the way it is right now. So I'm just laser focused right now. This is something that I didn't have in the half marathon last year, messing around. Whatever it was. So I ain't going down the avenue. I talked to a couple people off the podcast about that, and I'm gonna leave it there. So they know about it, and I'm gonna leave it right there. I messed around with the half marathon. Well, I wouldn't say not messed around with the training, but not focused, not really, not 100% in, not focused. So For this training cycle, I don't think I've been this focused for a marathon. I think, honestly, this is the big, I know Chicago and its ramifications and whatnot. Yes, it's a world major. It's a big deal. I can understand that at this point. But for me personally, this is the biggest one yet. For me personally. So I'm locked in, focused. Do the best I can. I mean, look, yeah, when you get the race day, I understand. I've finished 10 of these. Look, thank God I finished 10 of these. 10 of these. I've been fortunate enough to cross the line in all 10 of these, whether it's good race or bad race or disappointment. I finished all these races. So I know, you put all this work for one day, just like the Daytona 500, the crew, you put all this work into that car. Your car don't win the 500, it's a damn disappointment, right? So, or you put on 2 weeks of Super Bowl, you get blown out. I'm sorry, that might be a shot at the Chiefs, but hey, it is what it is. It's not gonna sugarcoat that. You saw what I saw. Chiefs got blown out. 2 weeks, you had 2 weeks to prepare. You got blown out. So it's like marathon. You don't run well, or conditions, there's a lot of factors when it comes to the marathon. I don't get in a lot of factors to anything. I understand that. That's why you hear a lot of people, these runners, these running podcasts talk about, you know, everything has to line up. There's a reason why they say that. Because if you don't, you have to deal with the winning ass conditions, right? You got to deal with something that's bothering you. Hamstring, IT band. There are so many factors in it, right? So you gotta stay healthy, and a lot of people believe this. It's depending on the person. I'm not trying to tell you what you do. What you gotta do, right? I say that all the time on this podcast. Rightfully so. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I got the mic. You gotta listen to me. So, look, marathon. I think running a marathon, obviously. Yeah, a lot of factors going in. You can have the best training cycle and still not come up with it. And that's disappointing. Even you flip it, you can have a so-so cycle and yet still get something out of it. Which is irritating. It's just you don't know. You just got to take it a day at a time. And I think the difference between... I didn't run a spring marathon. I ran at Rock Parkway. This is the EGT podcast. 83rd going on another rant on this podcast. And for good reason, but to me, I just think I'm more locked in this time around. I mean, yeah, Chicago, yes. I'm not saying I wasn't focused on Chicago. It was, you know, hey, you know, or get to the race, you know. Hey, a lot of things happen, and, you know, it's nothing you can do. It's nothing you can do about it. But that's kind of been a driving force. Is all I feel like I should be at another level, and I'm not. So I gotta get my mind right, and hey, get focused a little bit. So yeah. So and I was a tad disappointed about winning 122 for Rock Parkway. I missed it by a minute and change. That was supposed to be the race. That was supposed to hit finally get under 120. That didn't happen. Was that disappointing? As a fact, hell yeah, I was disappointed. So I might take things a little hard. Yeah, I'm different like that. A lot of people around here, and depending on the person, you look at time, you know, I'm happy for the medal, whatnot. Yeah, and they move on. Or, you know, happy for the medal, whatnot. Some people are like me. Some people are, you know, I don't know. So it's depending on the person. But anyways, yeah, we're locked in for the marathon, and that announcement, it's going to come on the Monday night episode. The EGT podcast. Get it. Wherever podcasts are found, free and available weekly or twice a week. Wherever you get your favorite podcast there as well. So I wanted to hop on here today to talk a little NASCAR and give a little kind of a update on one of the world majors. And of course, going on a mini rant yet again for this podcast. But it's a good one. Another good one. So we're moving on. We're finished our first 20 miler this morning. Feeling good again. These long runs have been really, really solid so far. So I'm very happy about that. That's going to wrap things up for this weekend edition of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you so much once again. Again, KurtzBars.com, code FASTEDDY, 20% off every time you hit the checkout screen. We'll talk to you on Monday on another edition of the EG3 Podcast.